Hey, was there a tarantula episode of the Brady Bunch?
Yeah, Craig, yeah. We'll watch it tomorrow.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock here on America's favorite radio station, The Ticket. And this is America's favorite morning show, The Musers. And we're covering America's biggest event. Not just sporting event. This is America's biggest event, the Super Bowl. We're in San Francisco for Super Bowl 60 with the entire Ticket team out here all week long. It's a Ticket tradition. For three decades, all of our shows have been going to the Super Bowl so that you don't have to. And we have had a great week out here. It's a little rough on the morning show, waking up at 2:30 or 3 in the morning here Pacific time.
I can't believe it's only Wednesday.
Yeah, as I said to you, because we were at breakfast, and you said, this week feels really long, and it's only Tuesday morning. And I said, I think that's because we're getting up so early. We're not really napping because we have activities all day long. And like last night, we were getting ready to go out to the media party, and it was 6 p.m. here. Well, that's 8 p.m. Dallas-Fort Worth. 6 p.m. here, we've been up since 3 a.m.
Right.
And so the days are really long, and we were just getting ready to go out to the media party, so our day didn't end until, you know, midnight Dallas-Fort Worth time. So the days here are really long because of the time change, but yet we're still working on Dallas-Fort Worth time.
I thought about that last night as we were leaving. The entire time we've done morning since 1995, I don't think I've ever started going somewhere at 8 o'clock at night in Dallas.
Right.
Like, hey, I think I'm going to head out here. It's 8 o'clock.
Right. Yet these West Coast trips, it happens when we come out here for Cowboys training camp.
Yeah,
happens when we come out here for a Super Bowl. Next year, the Super Bowl's in Los Angeles, but it's the Super Bowl, and it's a great week, and we're out here with all of our buddies. And,
yeah.
And last night was the media party, and we always get excited about going to the media party. Now, we had a split traveling crew last night because about five of us went to see the Warriors 76ers game.
Biggest game of the NBA calendar.
Just a fairly random game, especially since Steph Curry wasn't playing for the Warriors.
Right.
But still, Bob and Corby and Donovan and Sean and David went.
Mm-hmm.
So those five went there. We had six or seven in the traveling party to the media party. And the media party was at EA Sports, their headquarters in Redwood City, California. It was another one-hour bus ride. For us, we had a couple of rental cars, so our traveling party of me, George Gordo, Killer, the Catman, Davey Lane, and is that it?
Say Matt.
Oh, and Matt, yeah. Matt McLaren came with us. Yeah, the invasion was split last night.
Mm-hmm.
We took the two rental cars, still about an hour, got there, great parking. We're on the EA Sports campus. This, of course, is the Electronic Arts Sports Network. And they run the sports video game business. They've got the Madden NFL series, NBA Live, EA Sports College Football, the NHL series, the F1 series.
Stop it.
PGA Tour series. They've got it all. So I was anticipating something really cool. And we got to their campus. And for the first time in media party history, there was a very long line to get in. 200 people, and there'll be thousands of people here. We were early. But a very, very long line, and it's not moving. And someone comes up to us and said, did you guys register? We said, no, we've never had to register for a media party.
Just show your credential, and you can just walk in. That's
yeah.
What you usually do.
So they said, well, here, get in this line. We said, okay. And we'll register you manually. Okay, fine. So we get in the other line, and it takes us all the way to the very front because there's nobody in that line because everybody registered. So it was the ultimate hack. So we got down there. They looked at our credential. They registered us. And then they said, okay, just wait here.
See? You're learning my Jedi ways. This is the way to go through life.
Boy, and he really is a Jedi because then we had to use our phones to get the QR code and then fill out who are, you know, what our name was. And Gordon then says, what if you don't have a phone? Oh, well, I'll register you. Just a moment, please.
She did and me first.
And of course, he has his phone.
Information and everything.
And the whole time she's talking to him, I'm dialing him and dialing, just hoping his phone will go off. Of course, he's got it on silent. Yeah.
Hello? Why did that bug you so much?
And then the way he reasoned it was, I just asked the question, what if you don't have a phone?
That's all I asked.
I didn't say I didn't have a phone.
Yes. I've just asked.
That's the way he goes through life. Just
no, good question.
I had a curiosity, and I was asking
statements
for information.
Statements that don't indict him, and then he's fine.
And statements he can get out of in a courtroom.
Yeah. I didn't say I didn't have my phone on me. I just said, what if you don't have a phone? God.
I did, maybe for the first time, appreciate the way you live your life, because you never prepare for anything whatsoever. So obviously you would not have registered for this, yet we were the first ones through the door.
Yes. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Uh-huh. It is. That's life as Gordo.
Maybe I'm going to start trying some more of that.
Yeah, don't prepare for anything.
Go through life completely clueless about everything.
Yeah, don't follow the rules. Don't follow protocol. Just do your own thing, and it works out somehow.
So we were excited, front of the line. We get in first. And I don't want to complain too much because, look, the media party is free for us.
Free.
We're invited. The NFL and the host committee always throws this shindig, and they're almost always spectacular. New Orleans last year was just amazing.
Yeah.
The food is everywhere and all. Mm-hmm. Well, this was all of two rooms. The EA Sports Campus Cafeteria, where the food was, and it was good food, but there wasn't much of it for thousands of people.
Yeah.
And then there was another room where they were showcasing the video games, but total in the two rooms, there were only 11 bays for people to experience the video games for thousands of people there.
Yeah, I thought they would have stations, hundreds of stations for, if I wanted to play you in NCAA, I could have played you last night. And I guess we could have, but we would have waited 2 hours to play.
It was very strange, and it was on the heels of opening night at that convention center, which we talked a lot about yesterday, and how underwhelming that was, a dimly lit, smallish convention center, and the attendance wasn't much. And then last night, the most scaled-down media party we've ever seen. So I had two thoughts. Either one, San Francisco is doing their best to never host the Super Bowl again.
They're not putting a full effort out.
Or two, the NFL, even though they make billions and billions every year, are they in some sort of weird financial trouble?
Yeah,
that's wild speculation there, but they don't appear to be spending money on this Super Bowl.
They still seem to be printing money. They're just not really spending it on things that they used to spend it on at the Super Bowl. And I guess that's just a reflection of the host committee and what they prioritize and all that. And that one room where we were in, I wish they would have showed a little more of it, because that's where all the magic happens. That's where Tiger Woods has been in that room before swinging a golf club, and all these NBA players, that's where they get their measurements, electronically. And they showed a little bit of that, but that was actually, I don't know if you noticed, the basketball goals were folded up into the ceiling.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, they use that as a studio for everything. It'd been cool to, they had a full football field there on their campus last night. It'd been cool to utilize that. I'm thinking EA Sports said, yeah, you can use it, but we're not going to show you everything here.
Yeah.
They probably didn't want people seeing too much or breaking something. I mean, what a campus to work on, though, if that was your place. That's your cafeteria?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be fun. It'd be a great place to work.
Yeah.
It's strange that the Super Bowls, if they said to the Super Bowl or the NFL, you can only have these two rooms, that the NFL went, okay. Like, this is the fifth largest metro area in America. There's got to be a million other cool places.
Yeah.
Where they could spread out and have the normal size media party. Same thing with opening night, where they could spread out and have the big stage and a lot of fans there.
Do you think Roger Goodell said, let's cut that back just a little bit?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. And, the media's role is less than what it was 30 years ago.
Right.
When it was only the TV networks and the radio stations and the newspapers. Well, now there are a billion outlets online that are, you know, conveying what Super Bowl week is all about and going on and videoing from all of these events. And so, you know, kind of like Jerry Jones did when he took over the Cowboys, he cut that back a little bit.
Yeah.
You know,
we don't need all this.
Built his new stadium and stuck the media in the corner instead of the 50-yard line.
Yeah.
And a lot of pro sports teams do that. They're going to talk about us regardless, so why do we need to feed them for free and give them 50-yard line seats?
Right, and they're going to rip us half the time. So
right.
And Radio Row's really changing, too. A lot of radio stations, but what do you think? A quarter of this is podcast living room setups. Then if you go with what's on the outside of it, it's, you know, the big streaming shows that cover football.
Yeah.
That's really changed too, and that's just a couple years' time.
It's all changing. It's changing more rapidly by the year. It's still a blast to be at the Super Bowl and all of these events. We compare them from year to year, but if you just took it as a one-off, like if that was the first media party we'd ever gone to, we would have thought, wow, this is pretty kick-ass.
Free food and beer. This is amazing.
Yeah, that's right. Open bar. Can't complain about that.